This is here and now. And as we get further into the fall, we are also getting further into soup season. But before you pick up a can at the supermarket or go get some soup at a restaurant, our resident chef Kathy Gunn says, wait, just make some soup on your own. Kathy joins us now. And Kathy, I have to say, soup is not what I think of when I think of making something, because it seems like making soup is very complicated, especially if you have to make a soup stock first.
That's why I'm here. We are going to fix this.
Okay.
We're going to check in at the end of this segment because it is so, so simple. I mean, there's so many good chicken stocks on the shelves now that you think, well, why would I bother making my own? And the truth is, it's pretty easy to make your own, and it's pretty easy to open a box. In front of you are two precisely red bowls. They are exactly
yes.
the same. One of them is the chicken stock I made. One of them is a leading organic chicken stock
okay.
from a box. I want you to taste them and see if you can tell the difference.
I hope you do this well.
I hope you do, too, because we could be done. So let me tell you while you're doing this.
Okay.
Why would you bother making your own chicken stock? Okay, he's tasting the one that's a little bit darker in color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then taste the second one, and then I'll answer that
All right.
question. What do you think?
I think that the lighter one is the store-bought one, and the darker one is made by you.
Precisely wrong.
Oh, wow.
Busted.
You are supermarket quality.
No, I should be so much better. Making your own stock, here's what you do, okay?
Okay.
And it's no crime to use the store-bought stuff. As you just saw, you thought you had it completely wrong.
Yeah.
I should be insulted, shouldn't I?
No.
Okay, well, go
ahead.
You
should feel good. You have
made feel good, Jeremy.
Something that people would buy around the world, millions of cans of every year.
All right, I'm in the wrong business.
All right.
But I'm going to tell you how I do it, all right? You take a chicken. You put it in a pot. You cover it almost with water. You throw in carrots, onions, celery. You throw in a bay leaf, salt, and a peppercorn. You bring it to a boil. You reduce it. You walk away.
Mm.
An hour later, you have chicken stock.
An hour later.
You taste it. If it's not cooked enough, you keep going. And you have a cooked chicken for the next 3 nights. But let me tell you something. You can freeze that chicken stock in little containers for over a year. And then every time you want to make soup, you pop it out and you have your homemade stuff.
And it doesn't have to be chicken-based.
No, you could do one with vegetable. I have a pot in my kitchen where I put all my vegetable scraps. Not the compost to go out in the garden, but when I peel a carrot, I throw it in the pot.
Hmm.
When I peel an onion, I put the outer rim in there. If I have an asparagus that looks, I'll throw it in there. And after a few days, I have the makings of a vegetable stock.
You have your famous everything but the kitchen sink.
Exactly. It is also a wonderful way to use leftovers. Everything that's in that vegetable bin that looks like, uh-oh, if we don't use it tonight, we're in trouble kind of feeling, throw it into the pot, boil it up, make a soup. Obviously, you can do this with meat as well. When I have a turkey at Thanksgiving, when I have a chicken on a regular night, I will eat the chicken. I will then take the carcass, which most people will throw away,
yep.
and I'll use that as the basis.
Actually,
of soup.
Now that is something I have done before because we have some good friends who are from New Mexico. They take the carcass of the turkey
exactly.
after Thanksgiving, put green chilies in there,
mm.
and it's the most delicious soup.
I forgot you're the spice guy,
yes.
but you will not believe how much flavor is left in a carcass of a chicken or a turkey after you've roasted it and eaten it. So everything is game for going into a stock pot.
But is there anything wrong with just using the stock out of the can?
There's not. They're very high in sodium, so that's something you need to be aware of. But stock is the skeleton of all soup. It is the bones. It is what gives it the flavor. It's the thing you start with. So even if you're making a miso soup or you want to make the base for a ramen, a popular Japanese dish,
yeah.
you would take a vegetable stock or a chicken stock. You'd add miso and fresh ginger and a dash of soy. If you wanted to make a French soup, you might add cream and some vegetables and puree it, and you'd have a thick soup.
Yeah.
Something that's really interesting and not very well known is roasting ingredients for a soup. So in this bowl over here to your far left or right on your side, the
okay.
yellow bowl,
yep.
is a roasted fall vegetable soup.
Mm.
So I took butternut squash
oh,
and
yum.
Celery root and turnips and leeks from my garden, and I roasted them.
Oh, that's
is that
amazing.
Sweet?
That is really
so
good.
So all the sweetness from the root vegetables come out, and then the roasting caramelizes it, and then I deglazed it with a little wine, and I threw it in with my homemade stock, and the green there is...
Sorry, I just had to go for a second taste
please
of that.
Please do. That's a good. Winter parsley mm. pesto. That's a topping. That is a way of taking a really good soup and making it mind-blowingly good.
Oh, wow.
That's just parsley, garlic, olive
this
oil.
This would just be a topping.
Just a topping for the soup or as Jeremy does, you can just eat it straight. It'd be delicious,
man,
on toast,
that is
right?
Really. You've just transported me to Italy with that pesto.
All right, you've redeemed yourself from from mistaking my soup for canned
soup.
Don't
hold it against me.
I kind of do.
All right, what is this last one?
This last one is a Greek-style orzo lemon soup with some rice. It's got a nice lemon, so it lightens it up. And you use egg yolks to thicken it.
This is an avgolemono.
Exactly. Thank you very much, because I always mispronounce it, so I'm glad you said it. Very light, very simple to make, but incredibly comforting.
I can taste the dill in there.
Very good. Exactly what's in there. Dill, lemon, orzo, and then fresh vegetables from the chicken stock.
Which you don't always put dill into avgolemono. I've certainly had some without that.
I like it because it's a really light thing. There are very simple tricks for making soup taste bright. Lemon is one of them. Fresh herbs, things like pesto. You can grate cheese on top, make croutons. These are things that make just a regular bowl of soup on a Tuesday night feel like something really special.
And I should say that one of the most important things that this particular soup can be used for, and chicken soup in general during the fall, is everyone gets sick. This is like
Jewish
the best
penicillin
thing.
Man.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I grew up on it. I swear by it. This is the time of year when we're starting to turn indoors and it's getting cold at night. Over the weekend, I made a pot of chicken stock, and I made these soups, and it was kind of this cozy, wonderful day. It was kind of cold out and gray, and that's what this season's all about.
What about, you mentioned sodium as a problem with the store-bought stocks.
Yes.
Is that going to be a problem regardless when you're making soup, or can you make it with a low amount of salt?
Oh, you can make it with a low amount of salt. And what you're going to do to compensate for that is add a lot of fresh herbs and also reduce it. So the more you cook a stock, the stronger the flavors are. So if you're watching your salt intake, don't put a lot in, but just cook it down more than an hour so that you have an intensity of flavor. There are also a lot of really good low-sodium brands if you're using a canned or a boxed stock.
So, Kathy, how often do you have soup throughout the fall?
Oh, I love it because it's so warming, but I have a friend who had this great idea. She has a Sunday soup supper swap party. So on Sunday nights, about 12 of us get together. Everybody makes a pot of soup, and we have a party. And then we all go home with the leftovers. So all week long, I have all these different soups to choose from. I actually wrote a piece about it in an upcoming Yankee magazine. The soup supper idea is so much fun. But you can freeze these soups. So if you make a big pot and you get sick of it, put it in your freezer, and in February, you're going to be really happy you've had that.
I was speaking with a friend over the weekend who is in Texas and spent the afternoon at a chili cook-off. Does chili fit into the soup category for you? Is it totally different?
I think it's a different beast. It's more of a stew, which is a thicker, heartier thing. I think of a soup as a little bit thinner, but hey, we're not going to fight semantics. Get people in the kitchen.
Soup at the beginning of the fall, and then maybe once we get to snow and winter,
you need that
stew.
You
can come back and we'll
with
talk about chilies.
With the green chilies. I'm there.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's so good. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, and her latest book, by the way, Notes from a Maine Kitchen, Seasonally Inspired Recipes. We're going to have all the recipes for everything that I have tasted here today at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And Robin, do you have a favorite soup?
You know, I'm always surprised when I realize again that there is a soup other than tomato.
It is a classic, and it's so delicious, especially with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, boy. Like now. Let's
yes,
go get one.
Exactly.
Okay.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings. ICABoston.org.